Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN Radio. Yeah, we do the Best of the Midwest series Thursdays most months of the year, especially as the weather's getting a little bit warmer and folks are thinking about heading out to do some stuff. Legina Fitzpatrick joins us now. Legina is the executive director of Central Missouri's Tri-County Lodging Association. So we're talking Lake of the Ozarks here. Legina, it's John, and you're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, John. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I hope you didn't wince when I said that, because I know while folks might think of your area as a great summer destination, I know you're here to tell us that you've got things going on all year long, right?
Oh, absolutely. The weather's been great. Come on down right now.
Oh, really?
What have
you got?
Rainy today, but
what do you have there temperature-wise?
Rainy today, but it's been in like in the 60s and the 70s, which is a little bit unusual for us, but it's a little rainy today, but it's been nice.
So I'll start with my mental map in St. Louis. Tell me now how far I go in which direction to get where you all are.
Well, by drive from Chicago, we're 7 hours. So if you go to St. Louis, you're going to come west about 2 hours. So you're going to take I-70 to Highway 54, and you're there. It's not very far at all.
And is that one central town? Is it one central lake? When you talk about your area, Central Missouri's Tri-County Association, what does that encompass?
Yeah, so we cover three counties. That's the Tri-County. So the lake is 54,000 acres. A lot of people don't realize how we are one of the largest man-made lakes in the country. So we have 1,150 miles of shoreline. So we have more shoreline than the state of California. So obviously that encompasses a lot of counties. So we actually cover three counties and multiple cities. So we market for the entire area of Lake of the Ozarks, because our goal is just to get people here to enjoy our area and have a good time.
And it is a lake. It's not the Lakes of the Ozark. It's Lake of the Ozarks. That's the name of it. Go ahead.
It's one lake. One lake.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And more shoreline than the state of California?
That's right. Like I said, it runs 92 miles from end to end. It has like different arms. If you look at if you like go and Google it, look at a picture of it, we call it the magic dragon because it kind of looks like a dragon. But it has all these different arms that go off of it. But yeah, it runs, it's like I said, 54,000 acres is what we cover. And it was built in the early 30s to generate power. Ameren, Missouri, which is based out of St. Louis, actually built it to generate power. And of course, knowing at that time it would become a tourist destination, but I think had no idea it would become the tourist destination that it actually is. But yeah, so everybody needs to come check it out. Now's a great time to come. We have our golf courses are open. We have 12 golf courses. So lots of different options there. And we have the largest state park system in Missouri, which offers 75 miles of hiking and biking trails, which you can go on, which is free, and you can go on it, you know, anytime.
So, yeah, so now take me there. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to golf. I'm going to, I guess, get someplace near the water and rent a watercraft or take a boat ride. What do I do when I go there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have lots of different lodging options. We have houses, we have condos, we have resorts, we have hotels, we have motels, we have bed and breakfasts. You can come camp. We have a lot of campgrounds. So you can come here, and obviously, depending on the weather, we do have the lake. So yes, you can rent boats, or you can bring your own boat and put in your own boat. The kids can go tubing, they can go paddleboarding, kayaking. We have parasailing. a lot of different options to do as well on that. We have 12 golf courses. We have something unique that we have here, too, is we have 4 show caves. So you can come here, and no matter what the weather is, and go inside a cave and explore a cave, which is really very cool. And I know a lot of destinations don't offer 1, much less 4 shore caves.
No kidding.
So we have, and also, too, fishing. We're huge fishing destinations. We are one of the best fisheries in the Midwest, and we host over 500 fishing tournaments a year. Right?
I can do the math on that, and that would be more than one a day then. Well, so tell me what I'm eating and drinking while I'm there.
Well, we offer over 200 different dining establishments, and a lot of those are on the water. Some of those do close during the off-season, the months of like December, January, February, but they're reopening right now. We had most of them start opening last week, as a matter of fact. So there's a lot of them on the water, and we have your typical, you know, chain restaurants as well, but we have a lot of uniquely locally owned restaurants as well.
Is there the a grand hotel or a famous tavern or brewery that everybody knows to do when they're there? You know, don't miss this. What is that?
Well, we have, you're going to get me in trouble, John, because I can't represent just one thing. We have a couple of our lodging properties that have been around for 60 years, but obviously have undergone major renovations, and one of them new ownership. One of them became a Margaritaville, which is, we consider ourselves the Midwest Coast, so we thought it was fitting. But we have a lot of, kind of another unique thing we have too, is we have a lot of, again, they're locally owned. They're not, we have that property I mentioned, which is kind of a chain name brand, but it's not chain owned. It's owned by a company. And a lot of our properties are family owned, which is very unique as well.
Was the Ozark TV show on Netflix good for business or bad for business?
It was great for business. I am a marketing person, and I'm one of those that doesn't believe there is any bad marketing or PR, because the content of the show actually wasn't attractive to some people. However, it put us on the map of people that hadn't heard of us before. And most of that was filmed in Atlanta, because at that time we didn't have film tax credits. There was some of it that was filmed here, but most of it was shot on Lake Lanier in Atlanta. But I will tell you what kind of the sequence of things that happened for us is, the show came out and was a huge hit. And it kind of put us on the U.S. map as well as international map, right? Because of Netflix. And then the pandemic hit, and our city and county officials made the decision to stay open during the pandemic. And it's kind of hard to shut down a 54,000 acre lake anyway, which actually would have been a state decision, not just our decision. But so we made national news through TMZ with some of the crowds that we had here over Memorial Day in 2020. And so when that happened, we had people calling us and saying, not kidding, people were calling our office saying, so this is really a place. They just thought it was a fictional destination on the show Ozarks. So it was just kind of those two things happening that, you know, weren't in my marketing budget. We're just crazy and put us on a map. So we, you know, obviously we are the great outdoors here, and you can come here. The nice thing about during the pandemic is you can come here and stay in your little pod and stay secluded from people if that's what you wanted. You can rent a house, you can rent a condo, you can get grocery takeout, food takeout, you can go walk the state park and not really be around anybody and things like that. Or you can come here and hang out at a pole bar with 200 of our closest new friends. It's kind of up to you. So, and we had a lot of both of those things going on. And so actually we fared very well, you know, economically during the pandemic, just because of all the outdoor space and freedom that people had to come here. So it was just crazy that tying those things together. But no, we were sad when Ozark ended. It was a good show for us, and gave us a lot of great exposure. And we have a lot of businesses that are now named after points of the show. And the reason that the creator and writer of the show is actually from the St. Louis area, and he used to work summers here at one of our resorts. And that resort, which is called Ohana Resort, actually purchased the Blue Cat sign from the set and has it on their site. It's become a big photo op, and they actually renamed their restaurant and lounge the Blue Cat Lounge. So a lot of history there, and that's how the tie-in is. The creator and writer, Bill Dubuque, is actually from Missouri, and he based it off of his, you know, he used to work summers down here on their gas dock, so.
We're talking to Legina Fitzpatrick. She's the executive director of Central Missouri's Tri-County Lodging Association. We're talking about Lake of the Ozarks. 7-hour drive from Chicago, not that far away, a couple hours from St. Louis. And we are giving away a two-night stay at Margaritaville Lake Resort. Now, that would be the rebranded place you were talking about, right? Margaritaville Lake Resort?
Mm-hmm, correct.
$100 gift card to the Encore Lakeside Grill and Sky Bar, $100 gift card to the Blue Cat Lounge, which you just mentioned, a family pass to Bridal Cave, you mentioned the caves, and Big Surf Water Park, and more. All you got to do is go to the contest page at WGNRadio.com. It's free, WGNRadio.com. Click on the contest page, and somebody's going to win all of that. One last thing. You have music venues there, too. Willie Nelson's going to be, did I see, performing there?
He is. Yeah, we have, it's called Ozark Amphitheater, and they can seat up to 7,500 people. And they're bringing in some great acts. Willie Nelson's going to be here this year. Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Oliver Anthony is going to be performing here this year as well. The Beach Boys, Three Dog Night. So yeah, they do concerts. They start running a concert in May and they'll run through October. And yeah, they bring in some great, great acts. So we also have a lot of our other venues that have regional and national acts as well that perform there.
Okay, so is tricountylodging.com the best way to kind of surf around on this, Legina?
No, actually, it would be funlake.com is our visitor. I know, right? Because we're the Fun Lake. So it's funlake.com is where you can go and get all things Lake of the Ozarks related, lodging, dining, events. We have an events page on there of all of our upcoming events and our attractions and everything Lake of the Ozarks.
Funlake.com. Great. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. I want to say congratulations on being the destination for a very popular TV show, but it's not like you did anything to get that. but there's no such thing as bad publicity, and I'm glad things are going well down there. Thanks for your time, Legina.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.